This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time has arrived. Let's do that again, Doug. Take two. Time has arrived for us to review the top stories of the week in News Talk Radio, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 11th to the 15th. Which I like how professorial I sound. The way you pronounce it is February, not February. It really was, as a teacher, one of my pet peeves when people couldn't say February or library. So this becomes the classroom of the year, folks, and also an overview of some of the things that are going on in our world. Top 10 stories and people, let's go through them with our list of guests and hosts, people who are in the know and on the go. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden also in the district at Radio America. And Rick Jensen is at WDEL in Wilmington. A good panel putting together their ideas. The Grammy Awards are at number 10. Kind of a ho-hum presentation. I say that acknowledging that I didn't watch it. So why do I have even an opinion on it? Because I feel, I don't know whether we're all getting a little longer on the tooth. Was there anything in the Grammys that appealed to anybody here? Okay, yes. Richie, what appealed to you?
I thought Alicia Keys was wonderful.
Yeah, as the host.
As the host, I thought she's an amazing talent. She's very sweet. She's very likable. And I thought the Dolly Parton thing was fantastic. Okay. That new song that she's got out was great. And what else did I see that I liked? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It was a three-hour show, so what else in the 3 hours?
Well, I mean, I was just kind of in and out. The TV was on, so I didn't sit and watch it. But and then, you know, okay, Diana Ross I connect with, but she's kind of a blowhard.
Ain't no mountain high. So, my question, she does. My question to all of you, Victoria, Rick, Richie, is the music business being too overshadowed by the R. Kellys of the world, the people who are in the music business and who are doing such horrible things that it tends to distract from? He's kind of like the El Chapo of music.
Rock, rap, and hip hop. Bad behaviors, you know, that's always been part of this. What I find a little interesting, though, is
part of what, Rick? Part of the music business or part of.
Sure, there's a part of the music business. You've always had characters like that, people behaving badly. It was celebrated once with the Rolling Stones. Now you go back and say, yeah, that's not so right.
Really?
It depends what you're doing. I mean, if you're, you know, it's
having sex with a 14-year-old girl who's peeing on you, that's a lovely way to be thought of in terms of.
Well, sex with underage girls is not exactly unknown in the.
I don't know. It just seems
it's
like
not it's unknown in the rock music business. I mean, I work for a rock band, and I can say with some confidence that went on the boardroom table with one of my colleagues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, where do I go after that?
Here's the reality.
I topped everything with that.
Yes, you did. That was the end of the conversation. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Yeah, now let's keep moving. Number nine, situation with, speaking of El Chapo, the verdict, and whether or not he's going to face life in prison and never get out. How many jails has he gotten out of? He was incarcerated, I think, at least half a dozen jails he was incarcerated in Mexico, got out of all of them. And how far does his money go to, you know, lighten the load and get him out? I don't know. It just seems to me, unless you put this guy down like a dog, he's going to still have influence one way or another. All right. So
I want to know what happens to his money.
The key thing here, if you put this guy down like a dog, and I think that's one of the questions about what might happen to him in prison. I mean, this is a tough prison to get out of, and I just wonder whether he might get axed.
Somebody. So, in terms of the what the money is going to be used for, there have been people who have not facetiously suggested it be used to pay for the wall.
Absolutely. Get Mexico to pay for the wall. Use that dirty drug money to pay for the wall. There is not a doubt in my mind. Use that $14 billion that we, yes, the,
paid for
the,
anyways,
the,
our
the
money.
Citizens of the United American. States, those of you who are who do drugs, you gave him $14 billion. Now you are going to pay for the wall.
Mm-hmm. Anybody got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it if it's legal.
What are they going to do with the $14 billion? That
why would it not be legal?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's legal to do, I don't know what the procedure is.
Well, Richie's got the right question. So let's say somebody decides to challenge it because it's not legal. Who's going to challenge it? Where is the money? Who's in control of the money? And why is it, I suppose the question is, why is it still, what is it doing? Just
Your Honor, may I have a sidebar?
Jeepers crow, yes.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about the attorney generals of all of the states that went after the tobacco companies.
Yeah.
Do you know why the attorney generals were so adamant about going after the tobacco companies?
Because they could use
Because they get the money.
Yeah.
They didn't care about people quitting smoking. They wanted the money, and they got to keep the money. What did they do with that money? Oh, we're going to put it in the non-smoking program.
Nothing.
And it's the same thing with this $14 billion. Where does that go? The government's talking about fining Facebook like $1 trillion or something like that. What are they going to do with that money? Where does that money go?
Where does it go? Yeah.
That's always an interesting question. It is a good question. None of us know the answer to it. Follow the money.
It's a black hole.
Right.
Because of the general funds. And they use it as they please, and the story goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so this is sort of nine part A, the reality of the national debt and how it affects us and where we're going. We're up to $22 trillion now. The debt continues to skyrocket after this latest deal, the 1,100-page bill that was signed for the border wall and the deal. Do we have Jennifer with us? Can we talk about this with Jennifer for a minute? Jennifer Horn is also here from the...
I don't think she's here anymore. Jennifer, are you still there? No.
I am still here.
Oh, she is. I'm sorry. Just,
you guys were putting me in the corner. I was wrote you an email. I was getting ready to jump ship. But
no, I went and said, are you still here? And you didn't respond, so I thought you left.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's weird. Technical glitches. Anyway, yes, you were saying about the debt.
Yes, the debt and how it wraps itself around. Well, we were talking about El Chapo's money being used to pay for the wall. The border wall deal only includes...
Ted Cruz's idea, which is spectacular, I think. Right. And it's being done by law enforcement already, so it's not illegal to do it. Law enforcement on a local level uses drug money to fund themselves. There's no reason you couldn't fund national security with drug money.
Mm-hmm. So who would be against this? Anybody? Let's just do it. What do we have to do to make?
Why does Trump need to take money from anywhere else? Why can't he just go get that money tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking about the civil asset forfeiture money, that's like hundreds of millions of dollars, not billions of dollars. And there's a problem with that, too, because there have actually been thousands of Americans who are completely innocent of any crime. But when the police say, hey, we suspect you're a drug dealer, they take the money.
But there's $14 billion that we know of.
So there's no reason not to take it. All right. So, Jennifer, let's go back around to the deal itself. The number one issue, I'm jumping from number nine to number one because I want to get your expertise before you have to go on the border wall deal. You're not happy. Most people who have any consciousness at all, have any brains, any common sense, looks at 1,100 pages of crap, the same old story. They throw everything but the kitchen sink into a bill that they know has to pass. So now where do we go?
This is a big trash heap, and, you know, just for the record, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you like Trump, you don't like Trump, the fact that Congress puts together 1,100 pages of documents and expects people to vote on that 8 hours later is not responsible governing, and that kind of behavior needs to stop. There's no way that these people in the Senate and the House read through every bit of 1,100 pages with no time in advance.
Well, Nancy Pelosi always says, let's pass the bill, and we'll fix it later.
Those people need to be voted out, and they need to be voted out efficiently and immediately. So that's number one. Is part of this deal that Trump is signing, it's a larger funding resolution. It's got $1.4 billion, just under $1.4 billion for the wall, but there are strict limitations about where it can be built. It would be built all in the Rio Grande Valley. It would only allow for 55 miles, and it prevents them from actually building a wall structure. It would have to be a fence. The other trash pile in this is that if anybody walks into this country with a child, their own or otherwise, if they come into this child with a minor, they are immediately exempt from deportation. That's why this bill should have been thrown out. There should have been a continuing resolution to fund the government.
So who knew
as
that?
Is.
So let me kidnap a kid and run over the border with
absolutely. You're incentivizing human trafficking. This is totally irresponsible.
Why is Trump, who was so in favor or didn't mind having the shutdown before, why this is worse than what was the reality before?
Honestly, he's being pushed into this by Mitch McConnell, and you know what? Quite honestly, by Jared Kushner, who wants to keep, who is a trusted advisor of the president, and who is telling him that he has to do this. And what he is doing is really essentially tying his hands. So Trump is going to declare a national emergency. Is declaring a national emergency. That's going to be challenged by Democrats in the court system. The problem here is that with this new legislation he just signed, he's not going to be able to build wall anywhere where a local municipality says he can't. Well, guess what? Yeah. California is never going to tell him that he can build a wall. In certain areas of Texas and New Mexico, they're going to prevent him from building a wall. This bill ties his hands and prevents him from having any chance at moving money around from the military to build the wall, which he actually constitutionally can. So other than
California already has a wall, though, why would they stop
him? And it works. In San Diego,
right,
it absolutely works.
Right. So why would they want to stop them if they know it works?
Politics, because this is not about what works anymore. It's about whose team you're on. Right. And that's what's really unfortunate, because we all lose when that happens.
All right. It's 18 at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. I better yet go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows. Two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The program that you're listening to, Talk Radio Review, brought to you in part by the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow rolling into your bedroom, onto your bed. Rick Jensen's daughter stole his, so
It never came back.
Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and buy anything in the catalog, anything on their website at MyPillow.com for 50% off. Fabulous buys. Your kids will steal your pillows, too. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for everything at half price.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the work done by the staff and management at Talkers. You can find the list at talkers.com, but you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Telecast, MH, Michael Harrison interview, a podcast there. It's all for your absorption consumption at talkers.com. Okay, back to the story list. We sort of bounced from 9 to 1, the border wall. I wanted to get Jennifer's input on that. I think William Barr being confirmed, which is number 8, is a kind of a ho-hum. What's the Washington take on this, Victoria?
I think the concern from the Democrats is that William Barr has a very expansive view of presidential power. So they are concerned about that, particularly obviously now that President Trump is declaring a national emergency with regard to building the wall. That's one thing. And also, of course, with regard to the Mueller investigation, the Democrats and some Republicans and overwhelmingly the public, according to many polls, want the Mueller report made public. And Barr would not commit during his confirmation hearing to making that report public. And some Democrats are also concerned about whether Barr might try to curb the Mueller investigation.
He and Mueller are dinner buddies. The wives are all great friends. So what do you think is going to happen in that circumstance?
You know, we should discuss
social pals. Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Stefan is the new McCabe book. And them discussing invoking the, what was it, the
25th?
That's a whole separate thing. That is absolutely fascinating.
Fascinating and also treasonous.
Yeah, exactly. Does anybody else here think that the FBI has become this entity in its own that wants to run the government and if they don't agree with the president, they want to try and find a way to throw him out?
I'm so glad you said that, though,
because if the press were reporting on this in another country, they would be using the word coup,
right.
Attempted coup.
Right.
Yeah.
Having a conversation is a coup?
When you're looking at pushing the president out and trying to find ways to do that,
because the president came in and fired your guy that he didn't think was doing the right job and thought the agency itself was getting out of control, so he wanted to bring it under control. Yeah, it's a coup.
Well, if they felt that the president was unstable, then you could make the argument. I'm not making the argument. You could make the argument that they believed that he was out of control and unstable, and that they felt that as an independent law enforcement agency, it behooved them to have that conversation. It didn't go anywhere, but that they felt it behooved them to have that conversation.
I love the fact that you used the word behooved twice.
I think treason is extreme. I think it's extreme.
Well, this whole thing is extreme, and the personality that is involved here. We all know that Trump has something wrong. Doesn't 2 and 2 doesn't add up to 4 with him and his personality. Maybe he's bipolar, whatever he is. But does that bring us to the point? There have been a lot of people in government who have been crazy. A lot of people who have been very successful in government who have been out of their minds. And in a maybe not a literal sense, but certainly Trump isn't like everybody else, and therefore he's condemned. I'm not sticking up for him one way or another, but I will tell you that the world is full of people who are different, and we want to get people out of office because they're different. The people say he's dangerous because he's different. He's not any more dangerous than Polk was when he was Polk, P-O-L-K, when he was the president. It's just people don't know history. They don't understand what's going on. Thus, we make kind of silly statements in some circumstances. 28 past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
5 people were killed in a workplace shooting in the Chicago suburb of Aurora. They were found inside a manufacturing plant. 5 officers were injured by gunfire as they tried to stop the suspect who was killed at the scene. Mayor Richard Ervin.
It's a shame that mass shootings such as this have become commonplace in our country. It's a shame that a cold and heartless offender would be so selfish as to think he has the right to take an innocent life.
President Trump has tweeted his condolences to the victims' families. In California, a 3rd storm victim has been found, a man swept away by floodwaters in Sage, which is east of Los Angeles. There's still a threat of mudslides worrying residents in Sausalito.
I don't think we've seen a storm like this for decades.
And so far, there's 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Review for the second week of February. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware, and Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. So, take a big deep breath, looking and seeing and hearing, understanding what's going on here. The Green Deal, I don't know, should we, I should ask all of you, which one of these 10 do you think is the most important? Victoria, pick one of the items from 1 to 10. Which one is the most important to you?
Of the 10, the most important to me?
Yeah, the border wall deal, the investigation, the Green New Deal, the McCabe interview on 60 Minutes, the Parkland shooting anniversary and discussion of gun control, tension in the Middle East, the congresswoman from wherever she's from, Omar, who kind of half-heartedly apologized for the stupid thing that she said about the...
it's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah,
the Israel deal, it's all about the Benjamins.
You know, the tension in the Middle East is important, and what's going on at this conference that Vice President Mike Pence is at that is about Iran, that's also important, because any time you have tension in the Middle East, any time you have that going on, and you've got now Vice President Pence on Thursday having a go at European countries, telling them they need to withdraw from the nuclear deal with Iran. You've got a split with Britain, Germany, and France, who, you know, they all negotiated and signed the deal, which President Trump has withdrawn from. And any time you've got this kind of thing going on, and of course Iran was not invited to this conference in Warsaw, this is important stuff, because you're dealing with geopolitics, and this arguably is more important than you know what the congresswoman said, although that's, you know, juicy. This is important stuff, and tensions in the Middle East, this is important stuff, and it's the kind of stuff that we do talk about, but we don't always talk about as much. But it's really important stuff, because
as much as What's the rest of the sentence there? We don't talk about it as much as filming
as
the
much as much as when a member of Congress says something they shouldn't say, or as R. Kelly, or as the next small scandal that grabs our attention, as much as the next bright, shiny object,
right,
because we have an inability to focus. This is important stuff.
Hey, have you seen the pictures from Miley Cyrus's wedding?
Well, that's important stuff.
Yes. Fabulous, important, yeah. All right, so you make a good point there, that's for sure, Victoria. The Omar thing is something that's, I don't know, dismissible is the right word for it, but I thought, interestingly enough, the Iranians were silly enough, the Ayatollah earlier in the week, to put out a hit on Trump, declaring death to Trump. Like there was, that was maybe a surprise, but... I don't know that anybody took it very seriously, but it still is. It's part of the war of words. And that's really where we are. We're having, in our own country, we have a war. You know, we talk about our enemies outside, and I don't even know if I want to use the word enemy, but certainly belligerents is what we would, I think, the reference to Republicans and Democrats as belligerents I think is appropriate. I think there are a lot of people who feel that we are, it's like the Civil War. We're at war. The ideology, the positions that people take are very, there's a broadness.
I'm going to send you a video that I just happened upon yesterday. It's a Prager University video. There's really
Prager as in David.
As in Dennis Prager.
Dennis
he's
Prager,
got a very, very popular YouTube channel called Prager University.
Yeah, he's and on it, our KRLA and, and the Salem Network as well.
Yeah, and it takes deeper dives into a wide variety of topics.
Yeah.
But one that it talked about yesterday and I thought was really interesting is the premise of the video was you can't deal with the left. And he's talking about the far left, the socialist left, the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Bernie Sanderses and the Elizabeth Warrens of the world. Because conservatives and liberals can agree on a common goal. They have a shared goal. Yes, we all want security at the border. Yes, we all want clean air and clean water. But the further and more fringe, and you can say this on the right too, that you get, there you don't have a shared goal, a common goal. And I think you're seeing a lot of this with the disparity of conversation that we have on the left and the right today, is that these fringes don't share a common goal.
And no, they're not,
that
they
makes
don't
it impossible
share
to negotiate. You cannot negotiate with somebody you don't share a common goal with, and that's where our problem is right now.
Well, what does that mean? Common goal. What does that mean?
The common goal, the environment. Perfect example, right? We all want clean water. We all want clean air. We just disagree on how to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Common goal.
We all want border security. So we have to talk about that. That's what we're talking about.
That's the point.
Yes, it does.
People are shut out. The people who are reasonable, and I think all of us here, we all agree that we each are pretty reasonable. And yet our points of view, the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world would shut us out, shut us down,
right,
because we don't follow in lockstep. Elizabeth Warren's the same way.
Victoria, I could have a conversation with you about this. I could not have a conversation with them about this.
No.
They would not want to hear my perspective at all.
It shuts you right out.
We have to talk.
Will it bring, will these sorts of realities, Richie and Rick and Victoria, bring about the more credible candidacies of people like this guy who's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana? What's his name? Pete Buttigieg? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. What is it?
Yeah.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
They're soft G's.
Buttigieg. All right. He's running for president. He's gay. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. But I find him to be pretty interesting.
He's interesting.
I'm Midwestern in temperament to a point. I also find Beto O'Rourke kind of an interesting guy because he's, you know, he's beginning to get politically guffy, but he's got an interesting way about him. And I think that there are people who are on both sides who are there. And we all say, you know, that's where Obama came from. People were sick of listening to these old fossils like Mitch McConnell and the same temperament and opportunism that comes with
that's
where they
Trump
are in
came
their job.
From.
Yeah.
Trump was
I'll tell
here.
You another interesting one who we'll hear more about by the end of the weekend, who again is a small name, Governor Steve Bullock of Montana.
Why will we hear more about him after the
because
weekend?
Because he's traveling to Iowa this weekend.
Really?
As he explores a run for the Democratic presidential nomination. And this is a moderate governor of Montana, very popular. He's been laying quietly the groundwork for a presidential campaign. He's got a big Sky Values pack. And he's an interesting guy, and he's been impressing people in New Hampshire and Iowa for a year now.
People say the same sort of thing, Victoria, about Klobuch, or how do you pronounce her name? I think it's Klobuch, the senator from Minnesota.
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, Klobuchar, that's it, yeah. Who have interesting things to say about her and her moderate points of view on things. There's a shakeout time, but it is interesting to bring these ideas and see how influenced the parties are by what these people, the newcomers, are having to say. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden. Is your lower back a problem? Is it going out more? These, you know what I mean when I say going out. It's not in, it's out. Your back may slow you down, making the easiest things you do almost impossible to do because your back is bothering you so much. So, for those of you who have back problems, most of them are muscle. The muscle that surrounds the discs and your vertebrae and stuff gets pulled and pushed, and then you have the sore back is basically the muscles. You need to relax them. I'm a veteran of this. I speak with authority. My back's been a problem most of my adult life. So this Purity Products Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula will get your back on track, and you can try it now without having to pay a penny other than what it costs to ship it to you. These folks feel once you try it, it will be the best herbal formula you can possibly have that will bring you back to having a comfortable back reality. Flexibility, back. Joint support, back. Your lower back pain, gone. All right, here's how you get Purity's Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula free. You call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. What are you waiting for? At no cost to you, you get a free bottle, a couple of bucks for shipping, that's it. So you want a free bottle, use the DJV code and call 800-291-4180. One more time for Ultimate Lower Back Relief. Get this product and use it and enjoy it. 800-291-4180. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 stories of the week as the declarative from Talkers Magazine, the folks that do all the work, go through the talk radio shows, the programs, the hosts, stations, come up with this list this week. Grammy Awards at number 10. Number 9, El Chapo. And the verdict against him. Number 8, the confirmation of William Barr as the new Attorney General. Let's see. Number 7 is the apology from Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman. Number 6, the tension between Iran and Israel, basically situation in the Middle East. Number 5, the anniversary of the Parkland shooting. Number 4, the Andrew McCabe interview airing on Sunday on CBS in 60 Minutes. Number 3, presidential hopefuls, including Bill Weld, who has announced officially he's running against Trump in the primary, and the border wall deal is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Women, listen up. you need to pay attention to your heart health because your risk of cardiovascular disease is real. Mayo Clinic experts say knowing your heart numbers can help reduce that risk. Number one.
They should know their blood pressure.
Cardiologist Dr. Sharon Hayes says ideal numbers are 120 over 80 and lower. Number two, know your lipids or cholesterol profile. Number three is weight. Work towards a body mass index of less than 25. Number four, steps. Try to fit in 10,000 every day. Number five, fruits and vegetables. Eat 5 to 9 servings a day. And number six, sleep. Get 6 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Talk to your healthcare provider about getting your numbers to where they ought to be. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
On the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the focus on the two people either who would or are in charge in Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido. Number nine on the list of people being discussed, El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman. William Barr is number eight. Ms. Omar, Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, and the whole business about whether she needed to apologize for what she said about the Jewish influence in politics. Let's see, number six, Democratic hopefuls Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren. Next on the list, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Paul Manafort is in the list as well. Robert Mueller, Andrew McCabe. And coming up quick on the rear, all of a sudden, big conversation about Bill Weld challenging Donald Trump, who is number one on the people list, pretty much as usual here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Doug Steffen. Rick and Victoria and Rich and Doug with the stories on the top ten list. The one in here that we haven't really talked about was the anniversary of the shooting and more gun control. The reason I haven't talked about it is because nothing new comes of these discussions. One wonders, Victoria and I agree, says we need to talk about all of these things. But after we talk, we need to take some action. We need to have an agreed-upon goal. And we don't seem to be able to get there. We're talking off the air about people who are insane and people who use guns in an antisocial way. I think killing people is another way of deciding whether I think it's insane to do stuff like that, and whether or not that jives with the public's point of view, I don't know. But I see that these things become just another, it's just another way for the people who run 501c3s to raise more money so they can make sure to pay their staff. That's all the conversation accomplishes. One of the things that's sort of under the radar is what's gone on in Texas the last few days. Four children found in a cage, and what happens to their parents. Victoria is very strident about this, and I'll let you have the floor, Victoria.
I object to the word strident. I was outspoken. I would say that you could put them in society's equivalent of a cage for a long, long time and put them in prison. And I would have no problem with that.
Yeah,
just
the parents.
Lock them. That is where it's appropriate to say, lock them up, because this kind of behavior is absolutely, completely unacceptable. And I'm seeing these stories all over the place, and this is just appalling. And then you hear, oh, they were this and they were that. I don't care what they were this and they were that. Those children's lives are ruined. You never, ever, ever recover from that, and God help these children's children.
Well, that's it. The world, as it is shaped by these activities, is destroyed. These people's lives in this lifetime are going to be not worth much. You're right about that. All right, good. This is a great conversation, as usual. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the group, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Rich McFadden at Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five stories this past week, and maybe a little extra notice about the Amazon plan to not build, or the plan that has no longer become a plan, I guess, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The building headquarters in New York City is out of the question. A lot of people, as you said earlier, are upset about that for various reasons. Maybe we'll have a minute for that. But we have the official list of the top five. So let's start at number five. Focus on Spotify for a moment and find out what's going on with them.
Well, Spotify and Tidal Music are staying on top of the social climate, and they are both allowing you to block music that you don't want to hear. Now, this kind of came as a result of all the R. Kelly stuff, all those accusations of sexual abuse and violence, and especially with minor women or women who are minors. A lot of people didn't want to have R. Kelly popping up on their stream. And if you pay for these services, which Spotify and Tidal, you have to pay a monthly fee for a subscription, then it makes sense that you should be allowed to mute certain artists that you don't want to support and don't want to hear. So Spotify started this, and now Tidal is also allowing you to block artists, or you can block specific songs too. So if you have a personalized playlist or a track radio, then you won't have to hear anything after you mute a specific artist or a song, which I think is a great setting.
All right. Number four, Gmail and Google. Google gets the message. Let's make it easier for people to use our product.
I know. This is something that's been one of the most annoying quirks about Gmail. When you right-click on something, the menu only gave you three options: archive, mark as unread, or delete. Now, people have been saying for the longest time, the users of Gmail, hey, when we right-click on an email, we need a lot more options. And so now there are options. And this update will be rolling out shortly. And as soon as it hits your account, you will now be presented with more options on the right-click menu. You can reply, forward, label, move, mute, and snooze emails, and those are all options that users have been begging Google for. So Google finally listened to their customers.
Google, please, please, please help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number three, Apple in the focus, and this is this is probably a good step, is it not?
I think it is. Yeah, military veterans who are treated by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will soon be able to access their medical records on their iPhone Health Records app. Now, electronic health records are famously contentious in as a sector of the healthcare system. For many patients, it's half a fragmented paper trail filled with gaps and lots of challenges, especially going from one health network to another. And this affects over 9 million veterans who are served by the VA. It's the largest medical system in the country. It's also probably the worst run medical system in the country. And now, at least with Apple's help, that the veterans trying to go to a different doctor will at least now have all of their charts in one place on the Apple app. So this includes their past conditions, diagnoses, vaccinations, lab tests, medical procedures, and also mental health care notes, which is a great thing if you're switching therapists. So this is part of the latest thing that Apple involved with. They have now got records from over 100 hospitals in 39 different healthcare systems all on their app. So I think this is great news for our veterans.
All right. So back to the Amazon story from New York, the political ramifications of this, 25,000 jobs, that sort of thing, billions of dollars in revenue and incentives, so up in smoke. So what do we make of this?
Well, essentially, Amazon has pulled out of the deal to build a new HQ2 headquarters in Long Island City, which is just essentially 25 feet or yards across the East River from Manhattan. So, but the problem is this decision and announcement was met with so many protests because all of these incentives are going to Amazon and to build new housing for all these future employees. But the problem is New York City, it loves to gentrify and kick people to the curb who are already living there. And that is essentially what this is about. And so the people who are already living on Long Island City in Section 8 housing, they would have been kicked to the curb and essentially not had a place to go, really. So that's essentially what happened. A lot of politicians in New York are disappointed. Amazon refused to even negotiate this. They just pulled out of the deal and that's it.
Well, it shows you the power of a company like that, that's for sure. Number one this week, the top tech story of the week, focus on the Federal Communications Commission, Victoria.
Robocalls. Everybody hates these robocalls. And, of course, we also, everyone who has a cell phone or landline, everybody gets robocalls. The FCC is now saying that they're going to start putting a lot of pressure on AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint to come up with their own software to block robocalls on your cell phone because they're just not doing it on their own. So the agency feels they need to come in and strong-arm them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of strong arming going on everywhere. Seems to be a national epidemic. 59 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.